And on this Tuesday morning, we have Nicole in from O'Neill Travel Now. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. There's like this nice little crispness to the air outside. It feels great.
It does. We get a little break in the heat, but I think it's coming back by the weekend.
I know. But go outside and drink your coffee this morning because you'll enjoy it.
It is beautiful. And if they want to go to the world's largest yard sale in Tennessee, you guys could probably find, I think they said, and he saw on their website that they have hotels all along the way, so you guys could probably help them out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why not? That's perfect because we are going to talk about road tripping today.
Yeah. So. And then, you know, if maybe some year we took a bus, we probably know a few Duval boys that could haul a semi along to pull everything home with.
You're right. I'm going to tell them that you said that, though, not me. Okay. So we're really busy over at Travel Now, and there's a lot going on. Let's be honest. We don't need to talk about it. Everybody knows.
That's right.
We are doing a lot of booking for next year. So if you are itching to get out of here, like most of us are, let's start talking about next year. In the meantime, a lot of people are doing road trips.
Yeah.
So we came up with a list that was made. It's the most visited tourist attractions in every state.
Uh-huh.
Now, these aren't mostly, not mainly the popular things, but whoever has the most numbers walk through the door.
Okay.
So keep that in mind while we're going through this list. And Scott, I'd like you to keep track of how many maybe you've been to.
Okay.
So let's see if you've been to any of these.
All right.
Okay, Alabama. They have the U.S. Space and Rocket Center. Almost 850,000 people have visited, edging out other attractions like the Birmingham Zoo and the Huntsville Botanical Gardens. Alaska, of course, if you go to Alaska, you got to go to Denali's National Park. Mm-hmm. It's got something for everyone, for animal lovers, and it's one of the world's seven summits for mountain climbers. Even if you don't like mountain climbing, it's still very beautiful.
Right.
Arizona, of course, is Grand Canyon National Park. It's a breathtaking natural wonder, and you can also stop along the American road trip Route 66.
Oh, yes.
So if you haven't done that, you can do that and go to the Grand Canyon on your way. Arkansas has the Hot Springs National Park. Its state's nickname is a natural state. National Park has 47 hot springs located throughout it. Maybe you're going to head west and you're going to head to California. Judy and Amy tried to guess everyone they could in California. But, of course, the one big tourist number that walks the door is Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most Instagrammed place in the world. On your way, you can go to Colorado. That's not far from us. Of course, you've got the Rocky Mountain National Park. It's home to Pikes Peak, the most visited mountain peak in North America. Judy would be happy to hear this one about Connecticut. The most popular tourist is Mystic. It's the prettiest town in Connecticut, according to this list anyway. It's the biggest attraction, has the Mystic Seaport Museum. They have over 500 historic watercrafts, including America's oldest commercial ship that's still in existence from 1841. See, there's a little bit of everything for everybody here. Delaware has Rehoboth Boardwalk. It's a quaint seaside town that's most popular during the summer, but they also have a spooky Sea Witch Festival in the fall. Of course, Florida is like California. The most visited tourist place is going to be the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World. It's the most visited theme park in the world. I was surprised by Georgia. Georgia's got a lot of family-friendly things like the World of Coca-Cola, the College Football Hall of Fame. But the attraction that draws the most people actually is the aquarium there in Atlanta. It's the largest aquarium in the Western Hemisphere. It has thousands of animals from 500 species from around the world. If you are lucky enough to make it over to Hawaii, you have to go to Oahu to see Pearl Harbor and the USS Arizona Memorial. That's what it's most famous for tourists. Idaho has a place called Craters of the Moon National Monument and Preserve. It's a surreal landscape which was created by volcanic activity over millions of years. So
it's weird looking.
Something different. Illinois, their famous one is the Millennium Park. That's right in Chicago. Travel Now had taken an office trip there a few years ago, and we actually got to see this. It's right downtown, and it's got the famous Cloud Gate sculpture, which is nicknamed the Bean. And it's a curved stainless steel surface that reflects the city's iconic skyline. You can't miss it if you're downtown Chicago. Indiana has the Indiana Dunes National Park. basically, it's a place to enjoy some peace and quiet along the 15 miles of southern shore of Lake Michigan. I heard you talk about this morning. Yeah. Iowa has Field of Dreams, and I am disappointed to hear that they have to postpone that that game. But, of course, that's from the famous movie Field of Dreams, featuring Kevin Costner, the baseball movie. Kansas says that their popular tourist place is a zoo. It's the Sedgwick County Zoo in Wichita. It's home to 3,000 individual animals representing nearly 400 species. Kentucky, if you make it over Kentucky, you need to stop at Cumberland Falls State Park. It's nicknamed the Niagara of the South. Its falls form a 120-foot wide curtain of water that drops 60 feet.
Wow.
It's got a nighttime display, which I was really impressed by when I looked it up on the internet yesterday. And during a full moon, the light from above creates a moon bow, which is a rainbow made with moonlight. This is not found anywhere else in the Western Hemisphere. If you get to Louisiana, of course, you got to visit the French Quarter. Maine has Acadia National Park. It actually celebrated its 100th anniversary in 2016, and it's home to Cadillac Mountain, which is the highest peak in the eastern seaboard, as well as the first sight of sunrise in the continental U.S., making it one of the best places in the world to watch the sunrise. Maryland has the National Aquarium. It's got over 20,000 animals, from frogs to sharks to dolphins. Massachusetts is famous for Fennel Hall, a marketplace, which also includes a Quincy Market downtown. Michigan, you need to stop at the Henry Ford. They've got the museum there telling about the history of the American cars. Minnesota is Mall of America. It's got over 500 stores, Nickelodeon Universe, the largest indoor amusement park, and other attractions like mini golf and an aquarium. Mississippi has the Vicksburg National Military Park. It's the site of the infamous American Civil War Battle of Vicksburg. Missouri, of course, isn't far from us, and that would be the Gateway Arch. Yep. It's 630-foot tall stainless steel structure. It's the tallest monument in the country. And they had received a $380 million facelift in 2018.
Yeah.
And I have not been there since then, so I'd like to go back so I can see that.
It looks totally different.
Good. I need to get down there. And then, of course, Montana has Glacier National Park. You can hike. You can see flowers. You can see mountains, things like that. So that's only half the list.
Yeah, we're saving Nebraska for you.
Judy's going to be on next time with the rest of the half. So how'd you do, Scott? How many do you have? Well, that's pretty good out of the first half.
Yeah.
So, like I mentioned, we're doing a lot of road tripping at this point. So if it's something your family wants to try to squeeze in before school or even this fall, and you want to pick some of these places or other tourist places to stop at, give us a call. We'd be happy to get you some maps, some books, get hotels for you,
Let you know what's open and operating, because some things aren't.
And things change every day.
Yeah.
So it might be open today, it might be closed tomorrow, but we'll give you the most information, most newest information that we can when you call. And like I said, we're doing a lot for 2021, so let's focus on 2021 for your other trips, and let's get those booked so that you've got something in the record.
You bet. And you can always call them at 402-336-2455 or check out on illtravelnow.com online or on Facebook and Twitter and all of that too.
Absolutely. So. And the other last thing I wanted to mention is we have a lot of honeymoon registries right now. There's a lot of local couples getting married. So you can see those in our office on our bulletin board or on our website. So if that's something that you've been invited to their wedding, or even if you just know the couple and want to provide for them, they do have honeymoon registries open for us.
All right. Sounds good, Nicole. We'll have them stop on down or give O'Neill Travel Now a call. You'll be glad to get them set up and talk to them about their next travels.
Yes, yes. And Lakin will be somewhere next week on Wednesday. So watch for Where's Lakin, and then Judy will be in 2 weeks.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Nicole.
Thanks, everyone.
You bet. Nicole from O'Neill Travel Now.